Radio Prague News.
The government has again approved a stabilization package rejected by MPs in the lower house on Wednesday. The Chamber of Deputies has approved a bill designed to reduce overcrowding in Czech prisons. And the Senior Citizens Council has petitioned the president over a bill slowing down old age pensions. The government has again approved a stabilization package rejected by the Chamber of Deputies on Wednesday, where several rebel MPs were instrumental in its blocking. The coalition government needed 101 votes, but six civic Democrats opposed to the idea of further raising the two-tier VAT rate voted against. The bill is being pushed to help lower the deficit. The center-right government led by Prime Minister Petr Nečas is staking its future on the bill by tying it to a vote of confidence. The Prime Minister suggested on Thursday that the next few weeks would reveal rebel MPs' true intentions, that is, whether they were purposely trying to damage the government or were honestly concerned over program issues. The Chamber of Deputies has approved an amendment aimed at reducing overcrowding in prisons. The bill, rejected earlier by the Senate, emphasizes alternative sentences such as home detention or parole. Under the bill, the minimal period to be eligible for parole would be shortened, a key factor senators rejected. The bill passed in the lower house on Thursday with 102 votes. The Justice Minister Pavel Blažek has called the amendment essential. According to available data, the country's jails in August held 23,200 inmates, 2,500 over the limit. Some jails are overcrowded by as much as 30%. In other news, the Senior Citizens Council has petitioned President Václav Klaus to not sign into law a government bill slowing down the growth of old age pensions. The amendment on pensions, part of a broader austerity package aimed at reducing the gap in public spending, was passed in the lower house on Wednesday. According to the bill, which was rejected earlier by the Senate, pensions will be adjusted yearly by a third of the increase in prices and in real wages. The Senior Citizens Council is some 320,000 members strong. 1.7 million people in the Czech Republic are over the age of 65. Their average monthly pensions amount to 10,740 crowns. In sports, 6th seed Tomáš Berdych beat the favored Roger Federer Wednesday night in a quarterfinal match at the U.S. Open. It took four sets for the highest-ranking Czech tennis player to beat the 17-time Grand Slam winner and this year's Wimbledon champion. The final score was 7-6, 6-4, 3-6, 6-3. Berdych will face Andy Murray in the semifinal on Saturday. And finally, a look at the weather. The coming days should be sunny with possible light showers and daytime temperatures reaching highs of around 19 to 21 degrees Celsius. I'm Jan Vellinger, and that's the end of the news.